We're joined right now by Pam Heminger, who is the mayor of Chapel Hill. I think I said Hillsborough last time.
Poor Tom Stevens. I have, he wouldn't like
really,
that.
There are days when I just have no idea what I'm talking about when I get onto the air. Pam Heminger is the mayor of Chapel Hill. And yesterday, I mean, the Tar Heels lost, but it was your first Carolina Duke game as mayor. What was that like?
Well, my husband's a very devout fan, as all my children are. Mm. We like to watch the games. I actually had wandered away from the TV because we were doing so well. I was
right?
excited,
yeah.
Thought it was all done, and then I heard screaming from the hall. And then I got a play-by-play from my husband of how frustrating it was, and I think he's still angry today.
Yeah, most likely. I happened to be in a place that didn't have TV, so I was just refreshing Twitter and trying to follow the box score online. I was like, oh, we're up by 8 points with 6 minutes left, and Bryce Johnson has 50 points and 30 rebounds. We're fine.
Yes. Ugh. We looked fine.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened in the crunch.
I will say, and this is a real like personal development moment for me because I grew up as a Duke fan all my life. I came down to this area to work for Duke for a couple of years. So I've been rooting for Duke all of my life.
Oh.
Last night was the first night, and of course the Tar Heels lost, but last night was the first night I was following a Carolina Duke game. I was like, I legitimately want UNC to win this game.
Oh, we're
this
so,
is a huge change
we're
for
so
me.
We're so happy you've converted,
I know,
Aaron.
Right?
That's great. Tar Heel, yay.
Yeah, if UNC keeps losing, I'm going to start really rooting for Carolina to win because this rivalry has to get back on track. All right, so we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and yesterday was a big day for you, not just because of the Carolina Duke game, but because you were in town with Pat McCrory.
Yes, he came to visit Chapel Hill.
Talking about the bond.
He came in to with Chancellor Folt mm-hmm. to set up a meeting and several other members of his council to talk about NC Connect, the big $2 billion bond in mm-hmm. front of all of us on March 15th. Feel like this is a great thing to have happen, especially for all of our educational facilities. We had someone representing the president from the Alamance Community College and all the needs that we have there to upgrade our facilities, be competitive, and produce more skilled workers that we need, desperately need in this community. Mm-hmm. But the big thing for UNC is the medical school. It's from the 50s. It has no windows in the building. They're trying to attract the best and brightest to Carolina to stay in Carolina as doctors. We want to educate them well.
Yep.
But near and dear to my heart as well is the portion on there for parks, for our state parks, and they desperately need those monies. There hasn't been a bond issue in front of the whole state for 16 years now, I guess.
Wow.
And so, yes, this one's big, and no tax increase for this bond package.
Yes.
So I see it as a win-win. He was here promoting it. It was fascinating to have the hospitals, the UNC, university, and all of us there. The county showed up. It was great. It was
yeah.
Nice.
What was it like? How big was it? What was the whole event?
I think there were about 100 people invited. And
okay.
I'll be honest with you, it was kind of a scattering instead of a gathering. So no one was quite sure. And as these things are unfolding, you kind of get and I won't say last minute, but you have to rearrange and get there. So it's a little difficult when they announce the morning before.
Right,
they'd like
right.
to see you front and center. But delighted to be invited and to hear about it firsthand, to hear the passion behind doing the bonds. It makes it more real. So
yeah.
I'm hopeful our citizens will be supportive of these bonds.
I was a little miffed when I got the email. I was like, oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could have promoted it if we'd known
I wish we did a better job at the state level of promoting these kinds of events, but it was what it was. And there were a lot of people who were able to show up. And the Board of Trustees from UNC, they were mostly there. So they came in for this as well.
And WCHL's Blake Hodge was there too. And we've got the report from him on chapelboro.com. And we'll be airing it later on today as well. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and a lot going on in Chapel Hill, another meeting of the Ephesus Fordham Group.
Yes.
With a lot like ongoing with
yes,
that right
no,
now.
No, no,
yeah.
We're working really hard. We had the chairs of several of our advisory boards together talking about what short-term things we could do to fix this code to help us get the kind of development we want in this area, and then some longer terms. But the short-term ones are going back through the boards now to come back to council and hopefully be able to move some of those things that were easier to change than some of the longer big-term issues, but working on that. And exciting that we passed last Monday night the first phase of the road improvements
yes.
over at the Rams Plaza East Gate interchange there and a little further up at Rams Plaza. All those things are going to help traffic flow, visibility, but mostly it's going to help the bike and ped situation immensely because of the crosswalking, the timings. allowing for that, which is what people desperately want, that pedestrian, bike-friendly way to get around.
And I know just driving at that intersection and trying to get in and out of Rams Plaza, and there's no good entrance or exit. And that's just driving. And I see people trying to cross the street, and I don't even know what
scary
street I'm referring to when I say the street. It could be any of them over there. So what are the road work improvements going to end up looking like?
It's going to be better. They talk about phasing on lights. You know, they can't let the left turns go all at the same time there. But now with this change, they're hopeful that that's what's going to work out.
Okay.
These pedestrian crosswalks and safe bike crossing areas will be highly more visible for both the pedestrians and the cars users coming through there. And then for the Rams Plaza further up, a way to come into it that's not just there. It's going to be right in, right out only on the Ephesus Church Road, but a better entrance way if you're coming south on Fordham Boulevard or 15501 at that point, to be able to get into Rams Plaza without coming all the way back down and looping around.
Okay, I like that.
And that CVS is going up there on the corner there. It's going to look a little different, too. The whole plaza is going to look a little different.
Very cool. And is there still a long-term plan to extend Legion Road out, or is that still?
A lot of those road designs are on phase 2 and 3.
Right.
We haven't even begun the design phases of those. This part's going in pretty quickly. As more infrastructure and more development goes on, we are moving to the next project down the list. You phase in, see how the things work as you plan for the future.
Mm-hmm. I know I went to a meeting 4 years ago or something like that. I was like, we've got this unveiling and Legion Road is going to go here and it's going to extend out. And it was really exciting. And then it's always slow to make these big changes. So
it
you
is.
Never
you
know.
Have to work with DOT.
Yeah.
And that's part of the interesting part of this project. We're going to go ahead and front that we've got DOT permission. We're going to do the work and DOT is going to reimburse us for this work. So we're moving the project ahead a little faster. I know it doesn't seem that way, but we're moving it ahead a little faster by doing it this way, that we have this agreement and understanding, and then waiting for the funding to come back to replenish that.
And then when it's done, all of the time it took will all be in the past.
I hope so. I hope.
All of the time, I remember when Weaver Dairy was being redesigned, and that took forever, but now it's all in the past. It's like, I've completely forgotten
it. Oh, now you're used to it. There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Speaking with Pam Hamminger, mayor of Chapel Hill, a lot going on. We were talking about a couple of things before we even started, one of which is plans in the works for a car wash in Chapel Hill, which I was not even aware, and you informed me before we started that we don't have one in Chapel Hill, which I just didn't even realize.
A full service one.
A full service one,
so that's
one,
what we're going to have. Well, assuming council approves it. It was for the first round of public hearing was already, so this will be the second public hearing, and then council will make a decision. That's on Monday night. It's the Stancil Drive Car Wash, which is right off East 54, across diagonally across from Meadowmont there. They already have a gas station there, and this is an expansion to a full-service car wash. So
okay. Other items on the council's agenda for Monday?
A couple other public hearings coming up. The bike ped plan I told you about for Estes Drive, which we're really excited about. That's going to be up for public hearing on there. I'm trying to think. There's a long list of all kinds of things to get done that we have out there. I was going to say, I'm going to segue into, I met with the chamber this morning, and that was very helpful. I've talked a little bit about our economic development strategies and where we're going, and then they had some questions, and they had good suggestions on things to help us. And like I always say, we appreciate input. Please send ideas and information. Don't assume we know everything already. It's helpful. I mean, there are great ideas out there in the community, and it helps when we're forming new plans and new ideas. And we're looking to figure out how to fix those impediments to those kinds of issues.
And even if you're out there at a Chapel Hill resident and you want to send a message to the council or the mayor and you're like, oh, they've probably heard it 10 times before. Maybe you have, but 11 is fine as well.
Well, and then another way to get involved is we have the openings coming up for our advisory boards. It's a great way if you have some expertise or just an interest in helping the town. Go to our website. We have openings. Most of the advisory boards roll certain positions off in the May-June timeframe. So we're looking for citizens, and we look for citizens who live just outside the town lines to be involved, because we almost always have a position on a board that's someone who's in the ETJ or in the county proper, to make sure that we have those conversations are not just right across. We want them across the lines, that the line doesn't, the conversation doesn't stop right at the town limits.
And that's townofchapelhill.org or gov? I'm blanking right
dot
now.
.org.
Dot
I wish
org.
We
that's
were
what
dot
I
gov,
yeah.
But we're dot .org.
That's what I thought, and then I blanked for a second.
We had our name before the dot .gov. In order to change all that, we thought it would be confusing.
It'd be a little confusing.
There we
are.
So it'll stay confusing.
It's fine. Yeah, townofchapelhill.org. Chancellor.org is the website. Go there, get all kinds of information about the council, how you can get in touch with them, schedule of events, openings on boards and things like that. Speaking with Pam Hamminger, the mayor of Chapel Hill, and there were just some public hearings on the Estes Drive bike ped plan recently.
There was a public information session, but there wasn't the hearing. So this is the first. We always do two hearings.
Yes.
At least. And so that'll be on there. We also have the 1609 East Franklin public mm-hmm. hearing coming back on. That one's morphed and changed, so it's a little hard to follow that one on the agenda, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So always public hearings. I know we held our meeting Monday night. Some people weren't happy because of the ice that we had out there, although the temperatures got warmer as the night went on.
Right, right.
There is opportunity. We always have two opportunities to comment for public on all the items that we're looking at.
Any feedback that you know of from the public information session?
People liked the idea of the separate bikes from the street traffic.
Yes.
You know, most places we have them merged together. That one's a little busy. They liked that. They liked the idea of separate pedestrian and bike as well. Mm-hmm. And they liked the fact that we're putting trees and keeping that into mind, making it green as we go through there.
And I want to add my name to the separation. I'm from Durham. I have no vote whatsoever in this, but I said
before.
You have
before, a voice, Aaron. You have a voice.
I've got this microphone in front
See,
of me, which
you
is
have
very
a big
nice.
Voice.
Yeah, it's a big voice. All right. Again, lots of information online on the town's website, townofchapelhill.org. Mayor, anything else that people need to know about what's coming up for the town? Anything in the future?
Yes, on March 7th, we're having at our business meeting, Go Triangle's coming to present some light rail updates and information. Mm-hmm. Their New Starts application is in next week. They did get their environmental impact study back. It was positive. If you want to hear more or see or understand more about what's going on with the light rail project, either tune in Monday night or come to the meeting. There'll be a presentation, and we're looking forward to that. Oh, they've updated their website, by the way, with the questions and responses that citizens have been asking.
Okay.
So those are out there. They just were posted starting this week, so people can go and look at those.
Sounds good. And plans still in the works for light rail?
So they submit their application on February 25th, I believe, into the New Starts. It moves forward. The federal government takes a look at it, and the state will come back for their short session, and we'll see what they do with that cap they put on there.
So. All right. Sounds good. Mayor Pam Hamminger of Chapel Hill. I'm just apprehensive now after
You're
last
fine.
Week.
You're
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.